Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All right, Warriors. So yesterday we talked about discipline, right? Discipline. I've talked a lot about discipline because I really, really, really want to drive this home. Now, I've been on a really big mission this last year. I've been on a big spiritual awakening since 2017. Now, the last year, since May 2023, I've been on this quest, this like vision quest to decode and unwire this whole religious structure of making us look outside of ourselves and breaking apart separation and coming back into oneness. And so I thought the best place to do this was to understand the Bible, right? Everybody talks about the Bible. It's like a universal book. It was the greatest book ever written, like a foundation. But the world reads the Bible as a history book, as a fairy tale of these 12 disciples and this guy named Jesus and all these different things, when most people have no idea. First of all, his name is not Jesus, it's Yeshua. Start there. Just start there. Then the rabbit hole will open for you, right? A lot of people think that history stopped 6,000 years ago when there's thousands and thousands of documents that go way past 6,000 years. And there's representations of Christ over and over and over and over again. Let me pause for just a moment and share with you. I believe in Yeshua. We'll call him Jesus Christ because it's relatable. I believe in Christ to the fullest. I believe in God. In my house, we believe in God. That is our foundation, okay? What I want to do, though, is I want to help deconstruct the mysticism and the fear and the anxiety and all the stress that's being caused that Jesus, I believe, Yeshua, was trying to teach us. And he gave us hint after hint after hint after hint after hint. And I don't hear a lot of pastors talking about these things. And so this all goes back to mindset. Remember my first podcast was Thoughts Become Things? Guys, they do. They do. So in Luke 11:52, it says, you are nothing but hypocrites. Jesus is saying that you experts of religion. This is in the Bible. How many of your pastors have ever done this verse? Luke 11:52, or they did, or they inverted it. You have nothing. You are nothing but hypocrites, you experts of religion. You take away from others the key that opens the door to the house of knowledge. Not only do you lock the door and refuse to enter yourself, you hypocrites, but you also do your best to keep others from the truth. This is in Luke 11:52. Okay. They give us hints everywhere. Now I'm going to take you into mindset on Matthew 13:47. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net. Picture your mind like a net, okay, that was cast out into the sea, okay? Your net now is cast out into the sea of thoughts, the subconscious, and gathered every kind. When it was full, they drew the thoughts to the shore. It says they drew to the shore and they sat down. They gathered the good into the vessel, but they cast out all the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, listen, angels of light, and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. Okay, fire, Satan, red. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Okay, let's break that down. First of all, Jesus said, you're hypocrites. You freaking hypocrites of religion. You took away the key. The key is inside of them. He said, the singular eye, it is in the center. Okay? It is in the center. You bring the left and right hemisphere of the brain today. You cast the nets to the right, like Jesus said, when he told them to cast the nets to the right in the boat, they caught 153 fish, which is consciousness. And then he said, the kingdom of heaven is unlike a net. It's not some esoteric thing that you're trying to get to. Heaven is internal. Okay. When you die, your soul just transfers energy. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven is from within. You can live heaven on the earth right now. He says, basically what's happening is what's keeping you in a pit of eternal hell is the key that they hid from you is that your thoughts, because everything began with thought. In the beginning was the word. The word was good. The word was God. It was Yahweh. It was a vibrational frequency. It was Yahweh. Okay, the kingdom of heaven is unto nets. So what they're saying to you is sit down, go in your closet, be silent, allow your pineal gland to activate and ask yourself, when you close your eyes and when you're in silent, quiet desperation, what are the thoughts that are coming into your mind? And your job is to become a disciple, be disciplined in those thoughts and reframe those thoughts. No matter what the world said, no matter what happened to you as a child, no matter what anybody said to you, or they said that you can't or you won't, you have to say, you know what? I can, I will, I must. And you have to reframe those thoughts. You need to pull your nets to the shore. You need to sit on the shore, sit in your closet in silence. You need to remove all the negative thoughts. And you need to bring in the positive thoughts. I am powerful, that I am. I'm strong, that I am. I am worthy, that I am. I am abundant, that I am. I am powerful, that I am. I am not controlled by any man or woman, that I am. I am able to be a risen king within this universe. I am. Whatever you want to say, okay? Stop saying, I'm a loser, that I am. I'm weak, that I am. I'm not worthy, that I am. That's all they're saying. The whole context, we've been all played that it's some external thing that China and Russia and Putin and Trump coming back. Trump is not going to change your thoughts. Jesus said, I can't pray for you. He said it in the Bible. He said, I can't pray for you. Why? Because your thoughts, I'm paraphrasing this. This is what I'm thinking he's saying. He's like, your thoughts are whack. You don't even believe in yourself. So if you don't believe in yourself, he's like, I'm not your God. If you don't believe in yourself, then my prayers don't matter. But when you get two people who believe in themselves, when you get two people casting their nets to the right, when you get two people catching 153 fish that are in the number nine, the highest level of consciousness, coming together in union, in groups, and building and expanding consciousness, it's game over. But if you get a bunch of weak ass people, a bunch of weak ass godless Americans that are focused on freaking Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl and all you, I'm sorry, guys, this is frustrating, guys. We are so caught up in the Colosseum. It's the Roman days when men are saying this is when you know that things are falling apart. When, you know, if you watch TikTok and, you know, after the Super Bowl, men throwing their beer at the TV and cracking it in front of their spouse, their family, their parents are there, the kids are there. They break the TV because their team loses. The Waste Management Open, there was men falling on their face, women falling on their face, just drunk, obliterated. We are so deep in the Colosseum because these hypocrites of religion have taken the key away from us, the key of knowledge. And we're burying ourselves in alcohol and opiates and porn and all these addictive behaviors because we think that there's something outside of us. And Jesus said, go into the world, but not be in the world, but not out of the world. Come through out of the world, into the heart, up into the highest level consciousness. Seeking, you will find. Finding, you'll be dismayed. Once you're dismayed, you'll be astonished. Once you realize that you're the king. Jesus was telling us that we are the risen king. We are embodiment of Christ. We are walking, breathing embodiments of Christ. Again, the kingdom of heaven is unto like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered every kind. Okay? You're in the world. You're going to get all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of people, all kinds of perceptions. When it was full, they drew it to the shore. They sat down. They gather the good into the vessel, but they cast the bad away. That's all you have to do. That's your mission. Your mission is to really be self-reflective and say, what do I need to work on? Your next mission is to become a disciple, become disciplined. Your job is to pull the net to the shore and say, what thoughts, where did they come from? Did my dad tell me I was impossible? Did my parents make me feel a certain way? Or did an ex-boyfriend make me feel like shit about myself? And you have to ask yourself, is that true? If the answer is no, cast that away and bring the good into the boat. Or you're going to be in a pit of hell of constant cyclic patterns of low frequency thinking, and nobody's doing it to you other than yourself. And you're going to go down into the lower carnal mind. You're going to start to make bad decisions because of depression and anxiety. But at any point, just like the prodigal son, at any point, this is all internal. This is not, the Bible is not an external book. It's an internal representation of your body. At any point, you can come back. You can change your thoughts. You can exercise. That's why often what happens is when people go through a bad breakup, it like triggers them so hard that they just go all in and they become what? Disciplined. Disciplined. And then all of a sudden their frequency raises up and they said, they call it a glow up, right? You glue up. They're basically talking about the Bible. They went into a higher level frequency. Oh, you had a glow up. Your breakup was a glow up. It was an energy change. Yeah, you were pissed. And finally, because you were pissed, you activated. It's either inspiration or desperation, as Tony Robbins says. So being a discipline, being a disciple is being disciplined of something, guys. Don't let the hypocrites freaking manipulate you and hide the key of knowledge that is within you. The three wise men, the thalamus, the pituitary gland, and the pineal gland. You have 12 cranial nerves within your brain, the 12 disciples. There's 13 actual months. They took out 1 month because they didn't want you to know that Jesus was the 13th. When you master the mind and you start to decalcify your pineal gland by going into your closet, praying in silence, it doesn't mean you can't pray in public. It means your pineal gland activates in darkness and you start to cast, you pull your nets to the shore. You get rid of the negative thoughts. You bring the positive ones in silence. And what you start to believe within your mind, when you open your eyes, you'll start to see heaven is on earth. You'll start to see you'll attract the right person. You'll start to see that you'll attract the money that you deserve. You'll start to see, because what you're seeing is hidden in plain sight. It's all inside of your mind, and you will never see what's hidden in plain sight until you become disciplined. Make the path to the light difficult so the weak and weary will not follow. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.